And but there were two visits. You saw it, then you brought some people back with you.
Yeah.
And what happened this next time? They made you cool your heels for a while.
No.
No? Well, Adele Goldberg says otherwise.
What do you mean?
Well, she did the demo when the group came back, and she said that she argued against doing it for 3 hours. And they took you other places and showed you other things while she was arguing.
So you mean they were reluctant to show us the demo?
She was.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I thought you meant something else.
So they were very skillful.
Yeah. But they did show us.
Yeah.
So, and it's good that they showed us, because the technology crashed and burned at Xerox. And what? They used to call the... What's that?
No, I was just...
Why?
Yeah, why?
Oh, very... I actually thought a lot about that, and I learned more about that with John Sculley later on, and I think I understand it now pretty well. What happens is, like with John Sculley, John came from PepsiCo, and they at most would change their product, you know, once every 10 years. I mean, to them, a new product was like a new size bottle, right? So if you were a product person, you couldn't change the course of that company very much. So who influenced the success of PepsiCo? The sales and marketing people. Therefore, they were the ones that got promoted, and therefore, they were the ones that ran the company. Well, for PepsiCo, that might have been okay, but it turns out the same thing can happen in technology companies that get monopolies, like, oh, IBM and Xerox. If you were a product person at IBM or Xerox, so you make a better copy or a better computer. So what?